Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. The first Monday night football game of the year ends on a 64-yard field goal try that misses, and Seattle holds off Denver 17-16 in Russell Wilson's return to Seattle. The now Broncos quarterback tried to pull off some of the same magic he had for years with the Seahawks, driving his team just inside the 50 before the Broncos settled for a Brandon McManus 64-yard miss that was just left. Seattle coach Pete Carroll credits his team's defense in the final stand.
It's the power of believing that you can stop somebody no matter how much there is left there is so it's so enriching for the as we go down the rest of this season.
As for Wilson, he threw for 340 yards and a touchdown. Pittsburgh could be without all-pro linebacker TJ Watt for the next several weeks. He has a torn pectoral. Dallas will be without quarterback Dak Prescott again this year. He'll miss multiple weeks with a fracture near his thumb on his throwing hand. On the baseball card, the LA Dodgers downed Arizona 6-0 to clinch a playoff spot. Mike Trout belted a home run in his seventh straight game, one shy of a major league record, in the LA Angels 5-4 loss to Cleveland. Houston 7-0 over Detroit as Framber Valdez tossed a complete game shutout for the Astros. The NL Central race, the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 5-2. The Mets stranded 10 men on base for manager Buck Showalter.
We just couldn't cash in a lot of opportunities we had. That was frustrating for us because we created some opportunities with some good bats, just couldn't cash them in.
Mets remain a game and a half ahead of Atlanta. The Braves lost to San Francisco 3-2. Bo Bichette's eighth inning two-run homer lifted Toronto past Tampa 3-2.
I'm definitely focused. I think the time of the year helps. A lot of big games, and we need all of them. Yeah, that's my focus, one game.
Toronto 5.5 and back in the first place Yankees, but in the thick of the American League wildcard race. Florida and Texas split a doubleheader, and Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.